Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What are you doing, you big, tall glass of water?
Oh, I'm just sitting here reading about the Chiefs. What are you doing?
What about them?
Just, you know, all this media stuff that's been going on, and, I mean, they're talking about them on the TV behind us, of course, because game's this weekend, but, oh, I did
see... There's a game this weekend?
Mahomes, yeah, there's a game. Mahomes did get asked about his dad, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
Somebody kind of predicted, right?
That he would, yeah. He just said, I had the quote somewhere, but it was real brief. He said, he's doing good, and then he said, it's a family matter. Basically, I'd like to keep it that way. That was
That's fair.
Yeah, family matter. And that's really all I have to say at this point. So that's it. But yeah, I mean, the person that asks it, like, does your boss tell you, like, go ahead and ask him because that'll be a headline.
Someone's maybe like, you got you.
Can I let someone else ask
it? I know, that would be my thing.
We're all going to write about
it. Ask
right.
It, so.
We're all going to write. Same with the Taylor Swift questions for Kelsey. When you're like, all right, do I have to ask, like, I'm a sports person. Do I have to ask all these Taylor Swift questions?
Right.
Like, yes. That's all you're asking.
You don't have to ask if you heard the new album yet.
Have you heard the new album? And it's like, what? You don't get the exclusive on that, though, if you're the journal. I don't know how journalism works, but as soon as he answers one of those questions, every outlet reports on it. So my thought is always when I see those mobs of reporters, they're like, I would be the person if I was in that thing. Like, I'm not asking that. I'm not asking another question about Taylor Swift.
You could always ask him. It's harder to throw the football when
you
it's wet.
You could ask that. And then you get talked about for years, right? You become a legend. That's what I'm saying. And if you, I mean, how good does a question have to be for them to talk about the person who asked it? It has to be pretty good.
Right.
And is it harder to throw the ball when it's raining? I think is up there on
if
Mount
people
Rushmore.
People don't know, that was
questions.
Nick's probably like his first year
yeah,
here.
Really early. Talking to Matt Cassel.
And I was listening, and I was like, come on, man. You got to ask. But you can't just be the regular sports guy who asks questions that
so
people
funny.
Ask. Like, you can't do it. Like, stop it. You're better
dumb.
Than this.
Man. He knew because you're like, I heard you. And he's like, uh-huh. Like, you asked him. And we're walking down the steps. Like, you asked Matt Cassel if it's harder to throw the ball when it's raining. And you could see the look on Nick's face like, God. You heard that, and it was, and then of course it was brought up at least once a week.
Yeah.
For the rest of his tenure. Well, to this day, honestly, it's still
I just
brought
up it
occasionally.
Up now.
Yeah, it's like that, and his interview that he did with the local paper.
Oh yeah,
the old paper.
Well, I aced my ACTs.
Yeah, I crushed. Crushed my SATs or whatever it was, ACTs.
Drinking a wine cooler.
Yeah, crushed my ACTs. And, man, there were so many good things. We actually kept a copy of that
we did.
For a long time. And someone threw it out accidentally because we kept it in this room back here behind the thing in, like, a folder, and someone threw it out. But, yeah, there was a lot of good lines there. That's the one that comes to mind for me, too, though, is that I crushed my ACT or whatever it was. And he did talk trash on other people. He did say in that thing, though, a lot of the stuff, he proved himself because that was, like, his first year. And he said... I plan on being, you know, beating this person in the ratings, beating this person, being bigger than this person in 2 years.
Right, but, yeah. No,
and
he did
all of it.
Yeah,
he did all
I mean,
of it.
Hey,
at the time,
you know,
like, wow.
You don't have to be, that just proves it. Like, you don't really have to know much about sports. Just ask questions like, is it harder to throw the football in the rain and then just hot take it constantly.
Yeah.
Hot takes.
Dude, his hot takes. I mean, think about it, though. For the Chiefs, it's mayhem.
10 years, Brady's done. But he was allowed to just keep saying it and saying it. It was so stupid.
But once he said, Mahomes is the best.
Right.
And hitched his train to that wagon.
But he just did the same thing with LeBron. Like, people don't understand. It's the same story. It's like, there's a GOAT.
Of course.
And then there's a really good person right behind him. Well, if I take the tact of picking the person right behind him, it is going to piss off so many people.
Yeah.
To say they're not the GOAT, but then there's going to be so many people that push forward on this as well that I can just start an argument.
Right.
That's really, you know, there's no real answer, and we won't get the answer until I'm dead.
Right. I can ride this thing out.
Right.
But I will say he's also, because he's been on the Mahomes train for so long, all those times when people thought Mahomes would lose or that Mahomes shouldn't be MVP or that Mahomes, you know, was down from the year before, whatever, all the criticisms, which there have been in there. You know, this season, of course, there were a ton. Right. They said pretty early on the season, most of the sports people said they're not Super Bowl this year. And he just had to keep saying. Now, he'd already said that they were going to be undefeated, but forget about that.
Right.
That's over now. So just forget that I said that. But you can keep saying, no, they're the best. He's the best. Just watch. They're going to win. They're going to win. Predict each week they're going to win. And it's paid off, right? But I mean, the fact that the Chiefs have been this good, and that, because I'm sure there are times, absolutely, when he has not believed his own take or has at least strongly doubted it and thought, golly,
right?
I just said that they're going to win, you know, against maybe even in the Super Bowl last year.
Sure.
I don't know. But I'm sure he's had those moments. And if you look at his reaction when someone in his family films him and you see the Chiefs win, you can see a lot of times a relief. When he did that Instagram Live video a couple weeks ago. You can see he's surprised. You know what I mean? In a way, he's surprised. He can't hide it. He's saying, I'm excited. I'm celebrating because that's my team. But he's also kind of surprised. But it doesn't matter because he was right. He was right, and they're going to the Super Bowl.
And when
again,
he's wrong, he just skips over it.
Yep, that's it. Forget
just move
about
on.
It. Forget about it. It's like politics, right? Make a prediction or you...
He'll take some... If the Chiefs lose, he'll take some heat on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Tuesday... He'll start talking about how LeBron's the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yep. And then when they start talking about the upcoming Chiefs game, he'll say they're going to win. No matter who it is.
Right.
They're going to win, and Mahomes is going to be great.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, look, he's very, very good with the hot takes. Not just the LeBron, Mahomes, Brady's done stuff. But he is good at – I saw him tweet something the other day. I'm sure you saw it, too, about Josh Allen. He said, you know, everyone wanted the rivalry to be Mahomes and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But the truth is, Mahomes' worst year was still better than Allen's best year or whatever. And you think, well, you know, how are you doing that? I think he was just saying because of how far they made it into the playoffs.
Right.
But still, those are good. He's good at coming up with those.
Of course he is.
And making them fit and great at social media. Great. I mean, he's super smart.
Yeah, he is.
No one's arguing that. He's super smart. So he's
a con
good
artist.
But the Chiefs stuff has really paid off
for him.
He's
a con artist.
The Chiefs stuff's been huge for him.
He's been great. I mean, I think he's the best.
If Mahomes had been like Josh Allen.
I think he's the best sports guy on TV.
I really do.
It's because he's a con artist.
Which I suppose they all kind of are.
Yeah,
he's
a charlatan.
Yeah.
To somebody on there with nuanced talk about sports is not interesting at all.
No, it's not. It's like
you
got to
have
day.
Just a giant hot take, and then just stick with it. And if you lose, move on. Take another one.
Yep,
doesn't matter.
But
you're taking. I mean, like your thoughts of you know, like I mean, you can never be wrong if you say Brady's done, and you just say, well.
This week.
This week. And keep pushing it down, right? Like, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, eventually it will happen.
Right. But the Mahomes thing didn't necessarily have to happen. It could have turned out like a Josh Allen.
Right. But once he won one and started to win one.
Sure. But if he'd been like Josh Allen, Nick certainly would have been behind him. Nick would have been saying he's the best. If Josh Allen was playing for the Chiefs,
right?
And things worked out the same, you know, it's I'm not saying that Nick wouldn't still be incredibly successful, but this definitely helps.
Oh, right.
I mean, with the amount of eyeballs that are familiar with him and see him on social media with all these Chiefs wins, it's been huge for him. Huge.
So
and I'm not saying that he got, you know, it's all luck. That's not what I'm saying.
No. It's all skill.
I'm just saying that, this has been good for him, and I think he knows that. Because, again, I'm sure he's doubted stuff. Will you bet on the game?
Yeah.
What will you bet? Just a multitude of things because there's so many things to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet a lot of things, but I'll bet.
Will the apps let you bet some of the fun Vegas stuff?
Yeah, there's some
ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll bet. I'll waver on the Chiefs and the points.
Okay.
I might do that by itself, but I will do, I'll probably do one where I take the Chiefs and the points and McCaffrey and Kelsey to score anytime touchdowns.
That seems like a pretty.
And that should make you a little bit of money.
Though. Yeah.
You know?
I can't imagine.
Kelsey's the risk there.
Exactly. I was going to say, I can't imagine McCaffrey not getting in.
I'll probably throw a couple shekels on Pacheco being the MVP.
Okay.
Kelsey can't be the MVP. And I lost money when Gronk should have been the MVP. They didn't give it to him in that Super Bowl that I called.
Remember,
I said, Gronk's going to score the first touchdown. Him and Brady are going to go over and start telling people they can win against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Like, once they do that and they get Tampa Bay believing that they can do it, and these two legends, I said they cannot let them score first. They can't let Gronk score.
Yeah.
So I bet that and won, but they didn't give the MVP to Gronk.
You got it.
Brady.
Okay.
Because even if Kelsey scores three touchdowns, they're going to give it to Mahomes because he threw three touchdowns. So it's, you know, but Pacheco.
Yeah.
If it's a low scoring game, you can get some pretty good odds on that, and he could score a couple times. He could get, you know, 90 yards and two touchdowns, mm-hmm.
Totally
and
possible.
They win, you know, 21-13. Hmm?
Yeah.
He might be able to pull that off.
Yeah, yeah. No, that sounds like a decent bet, for sure.
Right, so I'll do that one.
Man, the Tampa game is such a
blur
to me. I'll
do Taylor Swift over 10.
Yeah, you're going to do that?
Over 10.
And are you going to bet that she'll endorse Biden?
I will not.
During the game?
But
oh,
over 10 on the screen.
Okay.
Over 10, I think, was the number. They're going to show more than 10
times. Is it the same on every app?
I don't know. The one I saw the other day was plus 10.
Okay.
Or over 10.
Over 10 times that they'll show her. They say a quarter. What do they say? 67.8 million Americans will bet on the game. So that's 26% of U.S. adults. They say it's close right now, but more people are betting on the Chiefs to win.
Yeah.
According to this thing. I mean, I thought that – how the hell do the – how do the points get handed down for the odds? I thought it had to do with how people were betting. Doesn't that? No, that changes the betting odds. Does it not also change who they think people like, who Vegas likes to win the game? Or does it only affect the money line?
The money can change the line.
Yeah.
You'd have to go back and show me like what they're saying. It could be more people but less money.
Okay.
Right? So they could say that's dumb money.
Okay.
Right. So everybody, all these people are betting the Chiefs at $10.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Well, that. But what are people who are betting $50,000? What are they betting? Well, they're betting the 49ers. All right. Well, let's keep the line the same then.
Yeah.
Right. So it can move the line, but there's dumb money and smart money.
Well, and I mean, this thing is like they're saying for this thing at least 46% of gamblers will make the bets online. 36%. Will just put some money up casually with friends. So they're counting those people as part of this quarter of adults. 24% will participate in in-office pools,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the competitions that you do with your coworkers. Then 14% will go to an actual bookie, and 11% of people will plan physical bets or place physical bets at a sports book. So I would not include the people who are making bets with their friends.
No.
And the people who are making bets at the office. I don't care about that. I'm more
and enough money
gambling.
And enough people have money coming in on something, they'll obviously move the line. But there are, they do look at it. They don't look at it like in, and I've heard people talk about it, and I'm no expert, but I've heard people talk about that. They do look at smart money and dumb money.
Okay, so.
If there's 100,000 at $100, right? Or they know big time gamblers are putting in 25, 50 grand on the 49ers, then they'll be like, okay, maybe the line's right. Right, we got dumb money taking the Chiefs and the points. We got smart money taking the 49ers and giving the points. Then, like, who's taking the money line? Who's not taking the money line? It can change the line, but it you know, they don't usually vary by more than half a point.
Does it change the who's when the reporters say, "Hey, you know, you guys are underdogs"?
I've never.
Are they talking about what Vegas is betting?
They're talking the line,
and which is what. So that's how people are gambling, right? So if it changed, if enough people, smart money, whatever, were betting on the Chiefs, then they could say the Chiefs coming into the game are 3-point favorites? Does it work that way?
No, it'll be whatever the line is in Vegas, and I don't think Vegas would change
that
it from drop 2.5
that
to
stays. Okay.
3. I mean, it can move. Vegas can move the line whenever it wants.
Okay.
So
and they move it based on bets.
Based on, you know, them winning.
Okay. I mean, it could also have to do with news if someone suddenly says they're injured and they're not going to be able to play or whatever.
But if somebody said they're injured and not going to play, then everybody put their money on something, then the line would move.
Right, okay.
So what they want, you know, like really if you're a bookie, Vegas isn't really a bookie, but think about if you're a bookie, What you really want is 50-50.
Which is basically what they're at.
What you want is 50-50, and then I get the juice.
Yeah.
So if I'm running a book out of my house, giving away sheets or whatever like I used to when I was a kid, right? I want 50% of the people on this game and 50% or on this team and 50% of the people on this team. They pay each other, and I take the 10%.
Right. They said 47%.
The vig. I take the vig. I make my living off the vig, baby.
47% will bet on the Chiefs. 44% plan to bet on the 49ers. So right. Chiefs have the slight edge there.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
And I would bet a lot of times probably. I mean, I'd have to look at the stats, but I bet a lot of times when it's close games and you're getting points and then the Chiefs have won it so many times, I bet there's, you know, all that goes into what people are betting. And Vegas probably, a lot of sports books are probably looking at it like, okay.
Yeah. It's crazy okay. how bad my memory is because the Chiefs struggled a lot this season compared to previous years. And then going into the playoffs, I really was worried about them. I'd seen them just, they had a hard time putting up points. Defense is great, but offense right. wasn't doing much. They played well enough in the playoffs, which is when it really matters, right? That I'm like, oh, they're good. Right?
Yeah.
I think that win over Baltimore, that was it. Then it was like, dude, it's the Chiefs. They're stepping up, you know, in these big moments.
Well, they certainly had the harder road to get there, at least we think.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm like, well, now I forget that they struggled this season. That's like a different team to me.
The 49ers had to beat the Packers and the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chiefs had to beat
the Bills
and the
Ravens.
And somebody else, right? Did they have a bye the first?
No, they didn't have a bye. So who did they play first? Who did the Chiefs play first? Somebody on Twitch will tell us. Who the hell did they play first? I really can't. See, I just told you, my memory's terrible. Who they had to go there, right?
They had to go to Buffalo. They had one game at home.
Yeah, but... They? Oh, the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
the Dolphins. The cold weather.
Yes,
right.
That game, again. That game, though, was one where I was like, well, I don't know. I kind of, going into it, I thought, the Dolphins might win this
right.
game. The Chiefs... But... It didn't. The Chiefs' win didn't satisfy me. Like, oh well, they'll be good. Then I got more confidence
going
into Buffalo.
Into Buffalo.
Once
and
they
then
beat
going
Buffalo
into Baltimore.
And Baltimore, I was like, holy crap, man!
Yeah,
you're always scared of these NFC teams because you don't play them as much or at mm-hmm. all. You see how well they're doing, and everyone talks about how great they are. Last year it was the Eagles, and then you just think, oh God, I think they look. You know, I watched them beat these other NFC teams. They beat the crap out of them. They look really good. And then the Chiefs will go play them. You're like, oh, they're equally matched.
Right.
You know what I mean, most of the time they're pretty equally matched, and I at least forget that a lot of times. I get scared right. of all the rhetoric coming from the other side about how great this team is. And last year, most people picked the Eagles. I would say, I mean, a lot of people picked the Eagles last year.
Oh yeah,
just watching TV and reading stuff online, people thought, oh, this is absolutely their year. You can't stop them. And I thought,
I feel
Chiefs
like the Chiefs are
like
the favorite. I mean, I don't think they're the favorites, but they're not according to the Vegas line. They are underdogs, but I feel like. A lot of people think they're going
to
win. I think a lot of people think they're going
to
win.
I was going to ask you. I don't know because I don't listen to as much or watch as much.
Right.
But it seems like people are speaking positively. How could they not, though, like we said, after Buffalo and Baltimore? Baltimore, I thought, was going to be such an impossible game. Even though my only thought was, I know Lamar gets in his head about Mahomes. You can just see it in his face. But it's like, yeah, but in those last years when he's lost to Mahomes, the team wasn't as good a team around him. Now he's got a better team around him. And they just look almost unstoppable. And the Chiefs have looked, you know, very penetrable.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word is, but yeah. But, you know, they have weaknesses for sure. The Baltimore game made me think, well, bring it on. Bring it on. Our 49ers, like anyone from the NFC, bring it on. I know people are bummed that it's the 49ers, like around the country.
Yeah.
But for us, I think it's good. Because I did not really want the Chiefs to play the Lions. If the Lions were going to be in the Super Bowl... Then that, you know, then you're really the villain.
I think the, you know, it doesn't matter. I think the Lions matched up better with the against the Chiefs than the 49ers.
You think the Lions would have had a better chance?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because the Lions, even if you watch that game, and I mean, just take the football off the helmet thing, the Lions' defensive backs, with the exception of their safeties, really weak.
Okay.
And so a lot of teams could score on long plays, long passes, right? Pass interferences, that kind of stuff. But everywhere else, they were solid, and they could run the ball really good, right? Well, the Chiefs don't have those wide receivers to burn them.
Yeah.
So I thought the Lions matched up better. I'm not saying that the Lions would have beaten the Chiefs, but I think they matched up better with the Chiefs than they did the 49ers.
Well, we'll see. That McCaffrey guy's good.
He's good.
I'm enough with posting his highlights, though, on stuff. I don't need to see more of his highlights.
Him
I know
and
he's
George
good.
Kittle.
Yeah, we know about Kittle. We know about McCaffrey. I don't need to see your highlight videos. Thank you. We know. Post some Chiefs highlights or something. I'm sick of seeing these 49ers highlights.
Oh, yeah,
everywhere.
You never hear about the Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly. It's not fair.
Right. The Church of Laszlo.
I got something for you I think you're going to like coming up.
What is it? Well, just tell me coming up.
Oh, you just
keep
want
it a surprise.
Well, let me ask you a question about your childhood, because I don't remember how long ago this was, but we were sitting around at the house with me and Brooke and her sister, and maybe my brother was there. Something was on TV, and it was something from the 80s, and there was someone getting bullied, and somebody said, were bullies really that bad in the 80s? Because there was someone else at the house, because they said, were bullies really that bad in the 80s? And I remember Brooke's sister saying, well, ask Reed. He was alive in the 80s.
Right.
Like, were they that bad? I was like, are they not bad now? Like,
right.
I don't know. What's bad? Like, were they as bad as they were in the movies? I mean, sometimes. Have we fixed the problem? I remember that documentary in the 2000s talking about bullying.
Right.
That looked pretty bad to me. I mean, there were disabled kids getting picked on and stuff.
Right.
Is it as bad as, you know, Scott Farkas in A Christmas Story? I think for some people, that's what we were watching. It was A Christmas Story.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, some people got beat up, but I think people do. I think that if you're in a bubble and you don't get harassed or whatever, it's probably easy to think bullying's not really a problem. It's not as bad as people say that it is.
Right.
You might not know what's going on. But I saw girls get bullied in the hallways at school, like openly, where a group of girls would be yelling at another girl.
Oh, yeah.
Like a poor girl who's unattractive with the hood up overhead, just trying to get out of school.
Brutal.
And I was like, oh, my God.
I think it was a completely different vibe.
What are you doing? You think it was different?
I do. Just from watching my kids now, I think there's probably kids who get bullied, and they're probably like, it's no good now. I get it. Like,
yeah.
But I think on like a wide swath of it.
Do you remember anything specific that you saw?
Oh, people would just be like, you know, there's, I don't know.
And people got beat up. That was the thing.
They did, but even like, they would just, it was your name. It didn't matter. Like,
yeah.
You know, the girl's name was Miller. They call her Killer Miller, and she stunk. Like, she didn't stink. Or
right.
Like, and it just stuck with her. They said it in, like, fourth grade, and, like, she just never talked to anybody until the 12th grade. I can only hope that she went to college.
Right.
And they got there, and people were like, why, you don't smell like
her. Right.
It was Miller Killer, like that's what
who
they
cares?
Did.
We're old enough now. We don't have to worry about that. You would hope. You would hope, but I don't know.
But there's still bullies. Like there's bullies who were in the 80s who still act like that.
Yeah,
you know.
I have to assume that there's kids who still act like that because they're kids, and some of them are going to be
there's adults
bad kids
who still act like
absolutely.
It. Like I think you see that of people in their 50s. They're bullies.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, what are you like?
Wanting to get into fights in public, trying to find someone to pick on, you know, a stranger sometimes. You're like, Jesus Christ. Or at work or whatever, you hear the stories about it. But yeah, I think some of those people never grow out of it. I think most people probably do. I think a lot of people who did it, I believe that those people when they say that they didn't bully and then someone says, no, that person was a bully or whatever, and you hear those stories on social media, I think that person really might not remember. They might be blocking it out, or they might not know that what they said to that person, the other person saw as actual bullying.
I think that happened a lot with me, too, because as you know, like me and my mom still go at it.
Mm-hmm.
We bust each other's, my family was in town, and it's happened more than once where my aunt, my uncle, my mom, my dad, and my boys would be like, Jesus Christ, man, you guys just all bust each other's balls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chacho said last time, he was like, you could be a little nicer to your mother.
Right.
I'm like, oh, that old
it's
bag of
joke.
Bones? Jesus
right.
Christ.
That's how we act.
But people
right.
on Twitch are saying, I think it's a good point, that now it's 24-7. Like, back then, it was just when you
well,
went
right,
to school, you
had
this
problem.
8
right.
hours a day.
Yeah.
Now it's 24-7.
But I also feel like
me.
The opposite of that is true, where like, no, not that it's not 24-7. I think, you know, that's bad. Like,
yeah.
I get it. Snapchat, and if you're in it, you're in it. And if you're in a fight with somebody or whatever, kids can, you know, and I've seen that too.
Yeah.
People picking on my kids through
Snapchat,
through the internet or whatever. But also, like,
it's
got a vibe to
buffer?
It where it's like, that's not cool anymore.
Okay.
So if you are the bully, like when you were the bully in my school, those kids weren't not cool.
Right, they could be
popular. You
see
what I'm saying? They could be popular and the bullies and push a kid in the locker and still be. Now, I get it. People were scared of them.
Yeah.
But they were still kind of cool and popular. Here, I think if you're the bully, there's like everybody's kind of like, that kid's a dick.
Right. And maybe
right?
You got problems
at
home.
And it's more like they kind of step back to it.
It's like 21 Jump Street. Like, exactly. You know, that's not good for the environment, bro.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. He goes back to be the bully again, and he's just like, he's the outcast.
Exactly. And I feel like that's a little bit closer to, I think they kind of nailed it in that movie a little bit. So I'm not saying your kid can't get bullied, but it feels like more like that's aggression between two kids.
Right?
And maybe that kid can kick your kid's ass, and they're busting their balls on Instagram and Snapchat and everything else. That's much worse, because if I had to run from somebody who wanted to kick my ass, I could go home and it'd be over until the next day. Now it's just constant. But I don't feel like they control it. Like, there's not a group of bullies who just, I don't know. Maybe there is.
Right.
I would ask my boys, but I don't, they've never really talked about, you know, walking down the hallway and
getting shoved or whatever.
Getting pushed in a locker or anything. And one of my kids said, I won't tell which one because I don't want to say the other school, but he's like, man, I was in the, on the third floor or the bottom level or whatever, and he's like, I had to go to the bathroom, so I went in there, and there was just like 15 Hispanic kids vaping. I'm like, what did you do? He's like, I just took a pill. I just walked up, and I was like, oh, man. He's like, but I'd never been in the third floor bathroom.
Right.
He's like, I walked in, like, I was the only white dude. They're all vaping.
Right. And what a 2024 thing.
I'm like, were you vaping? And he's like, no. But I was like, I'm like, well, why didn't you walk out? Just leave. He's like, I really had to pee.
Right.
And I think, if I would have walked in there in the ninth grade and there was 15 Hispanic dudes smoking, I'd have been like, I understand. I'll just
they've met down here.
I'll go outside and pee my pants. Guys are good.
Right.
I'll go.
Yeah.
But he didn't feel that way. He was just like, you know, he wasn't invited.
Right. Yeah. Well, I read something last night and I thought this will be great for tomorrow's show. I think it should spark a little debate. Isn't that what they say, Snow Cone? Sparking debate. Isn't that how they end all those Daily Dot articles? And it does involve bullying.
Sparks debate.
Sparks debate, yeah. We've got one that should spark some debate coming up next.
The Church of Lazarus.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo. All right, so we're going to argue about this.
We're already
arguing off the air because you guys, everybody's molested.
Oh, it's
touched a friend's wieners and stuff. Or
what was the number when I looked that up? Was it 1 in 6? I thought it seemed low. That's they said, you know, people who said that at some point in their childhood they had something inappropriate like that happened to them,
remember.
Some sort of experience. I think it had said 1 in 6.
It just never happened to me.
I just got to a point where once I started talking to people, especially in high school, and people started opening up, girlfriends talking about their past, I thought, oh, this is something that happened to everyone. But that's a different conversation for
a different day. But I mean, and when I started working here, like, you guys are all like, yeah, no, well,
this is what happened.
Touched my friend's
penis. Seems like everyone had a story about something
someone
that happened.
Did, I'm like, man, and everybody, and I would say, like, that.
But you had teriyaki, you know.
Yeah. But I never went with them.
Right, but you were so close. And
I saw him playing football when I was older.
Right, but
I was too old
for
teriyaki.
But it was happening.
I was worried about the other kids, not worried enough to call the police.
You were aged out at that point?
I think I was too old. It was my
I thought it was your generation.
My best friend's younger brother.
Oh, okay.
So he's like 4 years younger than us. So we were like 16. He was 12.
Okay.
I think teriyaki knew.
Okay.
Teriyaki wanted to be punched. He didn't want to be punched that hard. Like, he wasn't like, hey, you two dudes come out here and beat my ass. We might have killed him. He was like, let these 12-year-olds hit me, right? It wasn't. let's get these seniors in high school to fight me. That wasn't
still,
it.
I knew him. You were there. You knew him, and so
I knew that he touched people. But yeah.
But that, you know, we're talking about 1 degree there of separation. So at least you were.
What a weird thing from all the, like, people would be so like, weird. "Hey, man, you know, I went out in the woods and beat the hell out of teriyaki." And me and my, like, his younger brother, like, yeah, he gave me $100 to punch him. I'm like, cool, man.
We didn't
like,
know. Just such a no, yeah. Exactly. You don't know. You don't think right, that don't everyone's going to molest you.
We knew it was sexual and weird, but we were like.
I wouldn't have known. I guess at that age,
weird.
Maybe. But.
I knew it was weird. Like, he's getting punched. A guy likes to get punched. But from an older brother's guy's perspective, we really looked on that like, weirdo. Get like, we like, punch him. Like, yeah. What are you?
Take the money.
You probably punch him for free. Like, go kick him in the whatever.
Beat him up for $100. That's great.
Did he do anything else? No, he just likes to get punched and hit.
Just practicing fighting to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Does he fight back? No. All right. Well,
I mean, work out this right hook.
Yeah. It doesn't seem that bad.
Didn't bother me.
Hey, when you're younger,
I probably would have been shocked.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know what
that's true
like,
too.
No.
That's true too.
But it's like, no, it was like, all right.
But when you're a little kid,
go kick his ass.
You don't think as a little kid that stuff. You don't know that it's a worry. When my mom would say something about like,
I don't know if I like that person.
I didn't know that she meant. I think he might want to molest you.
I didn't get the idea that
never crossed my mind.
I didn't get the idea that Johnny. He knew it was sexual for him, but I didn't get the idea that he felt. And if I called him a day, I'd be like, "Hey, did teriyaki abuse you?" He'd be like.
Right.
I beat that dude's ass for like $1,500 one summer. Like, that would be.
No, that's like me. Right. Brooke and I argue whether or not I was molested. I'm like, I wasn't molested. And she's like, oh my God.
Right.
I'm like, we were experimenting. She's like, that's not what that is. All right, well, whatever. Right. Okay, so that's not what this is about, though.
Sorry about that. I always get.
Although it is about the 80s. Which is, I don't know why I say, although it's about the 80s. That's when Teriyaki was doing his thing, I guess, and that's when I was doing
There's a writer for the newspaper, man. He was a writer. Yeah, he wrote. Oh.
I thought he worked at the airport.
A buddy of mine, he's dead now, but a buddy of mine years ago sent me, well, I was on the air, I think, when he sent it to me, and it said that he was released from prison. And he was released on, like, years since we've talked about him.
Mm-hmm.
He was released on, like, April 4th. And he just sent me something off the internet of that, and it said, and this was 15 years ago, it said, just in time for your birthday.
That's
our
amazing,
friends man. Still bust each other's balls about it. Like,
of course.
Like, just in time for your birthday, bro. Like, okay, thanks, man. But we just laughed and moved on. Like,
right.
Nobody.
Right.
He wrote for the paper. He wrote, like, about wrestling.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You know, before the internet, like, you would do the box scores.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would go and look at There was also a page where it was like, what happened last night in wrestling or whatever.
Yeah.
And he would just write a page on that.
They used to, didn't they print?
It was like a really small bottom corner. Right,
yeah, but they would also print, like, the race, like, the horse winners
and
dog
winners.
Yeah,
all
stuff,
that.
Right?
So we had a horse track. There'd be, like, a horse track, the box scores. And then on the bottom, it would be like, what happened this weekend in wrestling or whatever, you know, on Sundays or whatever. That's what he did.
Man, I had a coworker who used to say,
which is now that I think about it, it's like, man, they just wanted to get.
Yeah.
Right. It's on brand, right?
Yeah. Now
he's like, man, I love watching dudes fight.
I never even thought about that until just this very second.
Yeah.
Like,
wow,
okay. Yeah.
Well, back to bullying.
Yeah.
We can go back to bullying. I saw this article last night. They were saying that the 80s was not only a great time for cinema, but it was a great time for bullies in cinema. I mean, if you think about bullies in movies, the 80s is probably the ultimate decade.
Sure.
And I came to realize there's been quite a few of these similar things published before, of votes taken, polls done about 80s
movies. The best
movies
with bullies?
Who's the meanest 80s bully is how
James
they, is how they titled this one. Who's the meanest? And I'm not, you know, some of these I'm not
as familiar
with.
Oh, it sounds like just an actor.
No, they're saying, like, who's the meanest character?
Okay, because James Spader was always... I loved him, but he was always...
He's on the list. He's on the list. So who is the meanest? Yeah, but it is a specific character.
Okay, got it.
So they start with, like, Captain Rhodes and Day of the Dead. You know, they've got a few horror movies on here. I don't love that they included that. Although that guy did scare me. It's the same.
He's not a
bully. Same guy from Kindergarten.
He's a murderer. He's not a bully.
But he was just a scary guy in every movie he was in. Like Buddy in 3 o'clock High, 1987. I don't really remember that movie.
I was watching
clips of it. Like, man, this is one of these I did watch at some point within the last 10 years.
They have to fight at 3 o'clock.
But I'm trying to read about what it's about. I'm like, I just don't remember this well enough. It was where someone got transferred from bad kids school to regular school, and they were all scared he was going to kick their ass or whatever. And I don't remember. But the next one I definitely know. Ace, Stand By Me, is number 18 on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Which I might have forgotten to include, but he's a great 80s bully.
Yeah, he's a great bully.
Part of the problem is I don't necessarily think of Lost Boys as a high school movie, even though they're teenagers.
Well, Stand By Me, right?
Right? Oh, sorry, Stand By Me. I meant Stand By Me. I don't necessarily think of Stand By Me as a high school movie because
I mean, he was kind of a bully in Lost Boys, too. That's why
yeah,
I was
he
saying,
was, yeah. But they're friends hanging out. And yes, Ace is old enough to drive. He's trying to figure out where the body is.
He's a bully, but he's a big brother bully.
He was scary in Stand By Me.
He was, but he's a big brother bully.
He had the gun and everything. He absolutely belongs on the list. But when you start thinking 80s bullies, I'm guessing, at least for me, I'm thinking of every movie that took place in school, right?
Yeah.
Who was the bully or the neighborhood bully or the kid at school? Number 17 is Peter Stegman in Class of 1984, which came out in 82. I don't remember that movie.
Me
at
neither.
At all. I looked it up. Doesn't look familiar. At all. Mick in Teen Wolf, I remember. The bad guy from Teen Wolf. He was a dick. Although, you would think they could come up with enough that he wouldn't crack the top 20.
Yeah.
Roy in Better Off Dead, 1985. That's a good bully. Number 14 is Stan Gable in Revenge of the Nerds, which is the guy from Married with Children. He's a good bully. So that movie came out in 1984. I was 2 years old. I had to ask my brother about it because I was watching it a couple years ago, and I was looking up stuff online as I was watching it, and it was said how popular this movie was, how much money it made. So I asked my oldest brother, I was like, do you remember Revenge of the Nerds being popular? He's like, dude. He's like, it was so popular. He's like, I saw it in theaters twice because friends wanted to go see
popular.
It. He's like, the theater would be sold out. And he's like, it was sold out for a while. Yeah. And he's like, everyone went and saw it.
Your brother's a little bit older than me. I was at that age where, like, I wanted to see it. And my parents said, no.
Yeah.
It's rated R.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but I'm going to watch this thing.
Right.
So I did watch it anyway.
Of course.
But, you know, just young enough that I couldn't get dropped off at the theaters to see it.
He said that and Porky's were like huge.
Your brother must be the same exact age as my sister.
Okay, because he says they were both. He's like, those were like our American Pies. He's like, they were huge. The theaters were full, you know, and they were raunchy or
whatever.
They're
just a little bit older than me. So it's like, you know, I knew my sister watched it. I wanted to watch Porky's, and I know what Porky's is, and I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I probably didn't watch it right when it came out. Probably took me like 4 years to be like, oh, I'm going to watch Porky's.
And I watched it. At the earliest, I watched that stuff in the 90s. I was also, if I got kicked out of the room, if my brothers were watching it, my mom said, Reed, you can't be here.
Right.
Including Stand By Me. I remember walking in and the throw-up scene was happening in Stand By Me at the pie-eating contest. And I was like, what's this? My mom was like, get out. You're not allowed to watch this.
Right.
They're watching a movie. And then I was like, oh. So that's why I always say the 80s always felt like a party I wasn't old enough to get into.
Sure.
I wasn't invited to. Chet in Weird Science. I'm skipping ahead here because we need to be quick. So Chet, Weird Science, he's number 11. That movie came out in 85. Hardy in Some Kind of Wonderful, 1987. I just saw that movie not too terribly long ago. That's a pretty good movie.
Is that James Spader?
Yes, it's James Spader.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay,
now, I can remember him saying, come on, Hardy. I mean, that's a great movie, by the way. And that soundtrack is unbelievable. Lick the Tins, man.
What's the one with Robert Downey Jr. where Spader's like the Coke dealer?
Lesson Zero.
Lesson Zero. I just watched that a couple years ago again.
That's such a good movie.
And I was like, man, that movie actually holds up. It's not just like a nostalgic movie. It's kind of crazy how well it holds up. And you're watching this person's life fall apart. And you think this person's the bad person. But then you're like, are they... James Spader does such a good job of just going from what they introduce as a total villain, and then as time goes on, you're like,
he's like, dude, I don't want to give you the drugs.
Right, I think he's got
and
a
he's
conscience.
Like, I give you the money. All right, well then, whatever. Like, I think he even says in that movie, like, I'm a businessman, man. I'm trying to tell you not to do this.
Right.
You're throwing your life away, but if you're going to give me money, I'm like, he's almost like, I hate to compare it, but it's almost like Kelsey and Mahomes saying, like, we're really fun guys, but we'll be the villain if you want us to.
Right.
It's really that kind of, in a totally different way. It's him being like, I don't want to be the villain, but if you're going to give me money for drugs, I got drugs.
Yeah. That movie's so depressing.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really
that
is.
And Bright Lights, Big City.
Which one's that?
Man, what a good movie. That's
right,
Kiefer Sutherland and Michael J. Fox.
Came out. That's the Michael J. Fox movie. That's
such
the
a
other
good
Michael
movie.
J. Fox movie. I need to watch that again because I saw it like in the 90s when I was a kid.
One of my
I was old
favorites.
Enough. I think I saw it when it was fairly new. Yeah, 88. So I think my mom allowed me to watch it, but I need to watch that again because I saw that. I was reading about Michael J. Fox. I was watching that documentary about him.
Yeah.
And I was looking through his IMDb page and I was like, what? Because I remember Cigarette is My Success and Teen Wolf and
much
Doc Hollywood.
Like, I like those movies, but
forgot about this one.
This is his drug movie.
Okay.
And it really, I think it encapsulates the time pretty well. Like, I watched it with my buddy and we're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That one's me. That one's you.
Yeah.
It was, they like nailed the two kind of protagonists of the 80s. They nailed them. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Right.
He's like, yeah, that's me.
Right.
Like, it was pretty obvious, too.
Yeah. I'll have
to
watch
good job
it
of it.
They put his number
I'll let
eight.
You guess which one I was.
I mean, this guy is a bully, but again, I would not put him on this list. But number eight, they've got Gunnery Sergeant Hartman in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, he was.
Talk about a depressing movie. Jesus Christ. Yeah. I sat down during COVID. It was Someone had talked about it. I was like, I'll watch that again. I haven't seen it in a while. I made it about halfway. I was like, I don't need to see this again.
Right.
It's so depressing. Number seven is Heather Chandler in Heathers. I just watched that a couple of years ago.
That's a great movie.
Brooke had never seen it. Yeah. Number six is who I thought almost for sure would be either number two or number one. And that's Scott Farkas in A Christmas Story. To me, he kind of looked like a kid that I went to school with. And he just looked like a bully. Even when you see that guy now and he's doing stuff for Christmas Story, whether it's a Comic-Con thing or whatever.
I still think that's one of those punk 2008 bands that I would never listen to. But
yeah, that name is good.
Scott Farkas Experiment is a great band name. Yeah. Is a great band name.
And he spells his name. They say his name is spelled, which I didn't know, this S-C-U-T, like Scott Farkas.
Okay.
But they say Scott, right?
Yeah,
in the
they
movie?
Do.
Okay. Then this one, they said they knew it would be polarizing, and I was a little confused at first, too. But Andrew Clark in The Breakfast Club, so that's Emilio Estevez. You're thinking, okay, but they're nice guys. But if you go back to when they're sitting down and they're talking,
he says,
and he admits what he did, I taped his butt cheeks
because my dad told me.
The hairy dude or whatever,
right?
And
like,
I beat him up and knocked him down and then taped his butt cheeks together with
duct
tape.
And then I found myself just punching him and punching him
and punching him.
Like, if you watch that movie's really funny, but if you watch that scene, he does a really good job of it. And basically he's saying, I didn't want to be a bully. My dad made... Like, and then his dad, you take that scene, that's such a great movie. You take that scene where you know he doesn't want to punch the kid, but he beats his ass anyway because he knew his dad would be proud. And then everybody else is leaving detention and he walks out and his dad's like, "What's up, champ?" Like his dad's excited about what he did. Like he was acting the way he wanted
to. Explained the bully.
He nailed that movie.
It explained you. It helped the whole point. I felt you empathize with every character now.
Yes.
Everyone has a story
instead
of just a label.
Yep.
Number four is Judy in Sleepaway Camp. Again, they're big on these.
I never saw that.
Matt Dillon or Moody in My Bodyguard, 1980.
He's great in that. That is such a great movie.
Barely cutting it, but yeah, he's really good in that. And he's
that movie,
top
if you
three.
Haven't seen it, is unbelievable. Talk about feeling for people. Man.
I should watch that again. I haven't seen it in a while. What city? Were they in Chicago in that movie?
I think so.
Okay. Number two. I thought this guy, again, would be near the top. I thought he might be number one. But Biff from Back to the Future is number two, which he's not only a great bully, but those movies are great. At least the first one was great. And they made three of them.
And
he was the same bully in every movie. Huh? You don't like Back to the Future?
No, I don't like him being a bully because I think that's a comedy.
Yeah,
I don't think
mean.
These other movies. He is, but it's funny. They're comedies. These other movies, I think, are taking a look at bullying in the 80s.
Okay,
like what it was like. This one kind of feels like a comedy.
Pretty in Pink isn't really a comedy.
None of them are.
Yeah,
they're kind of dramas.
Yeah, you're right. They're teen dramas mostly. Certainly Stand By Me.
They're certainly coming of age movies.
Right.
That one I don't see as a coming of age movie.
That's kind of how I felt about like having Full Metal Jacket on.
Right. Same thing. Like I get it, but it doesn't really fit.
Right. So who do you think number one is? Got any guesses?
I would have said Matt Dillon in My Bodyguard.
Okay.
He's so good in that. It's not some kind of wonderful.
No, nope. I'll give you a clue here.
Cut your little twerk.
No, one of your favorites.
Now you're gonna pay. Front kick, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny from Karate Kid.
Johnny. Cobra Kai.
He was not a bully.
Wait a second. Just because in Cobra Kai you're getting the background.
Yeah, we're understanding what happened. It's nice to see what happened.
If you go watch Karate Kid, he was a bully in Karate Kid.
You just didn't understand it. They all did it through Ralph Macchio's eyes. He was not a bully.
I understand, but
Johnny was a victim.
He was a bully.
He was a victim. Ralph Macchio comes, steals his girlfriend.
He was supposed to be this
sucker punches him on the beach.
Snob.
This is the Sparks debate part.
Yes, because I knew he was going to defend Johnny.
And then Johnny didn't do anything.
He's number one on the list.
And Ralph Macchio comes and puts the fountain on, the hose on him in the bathroom when he's trying to smoke a joint. He didn't do anything to him.
Listen, you've got that perspective later, but if they hadn't made that series, Johnny was certainly a bully.
Because we didn't understand what was going on.
Okay.
We needed full context. And now it's clear that the Karate Kid is a douche.
Okay.
Giant douche.
He's the meanest bully of the 80s. So.
Well, I don't love that.
He can add that to his
resume. I do not love that.
Summer before my senior year, we got into a fight. I figured we'd work things out eventually. But then Daniel LaRusso came to town.
This is it. This is the end of the line.
Next thing I know, he's hitting on her. I see the two of them flirting with each other.
What'd you do?
people, I walked over to have a civil conversation with Allie.
What is your problem?
Look, why don't you just take your little Cobra Kai's and get out of here?
Oh, yeah, right. That's going to solve everything.
But Russo kept butting it.
What's going on?
I told him to get lost, mind your own business. Out of nowhere, the guy sucker punches.
What an asshole.
I know, man. I did what any dude would do. I defended myself. You know, I figured that was that. But LaRusso wouldn't leave it alone. At the Halloween dance, I'm sitting there minding my own business. He douses me with the water hose. I haven't seen the guy in months. And turns a water hose on my head. So I chase him down, try to put an end to things that night, right? Turns out the guy's got a karate master of his own. Guy comes out of nowhere, jumps us, assaults me and my friends. I think my buddy Tommy got brain damage because of that fight.
Oh, my God.
Eventually, we decided to work things out at the All-Valley Tournament.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Gonna do the news coming up. Big stuff to talk about.
Sure.
I don't even know how to talk about the Drake thing. I mean,
I don't even know what it is.
Supposed to talk about it. I've been looking to see if anyone confirmed that it's Drake.
Well, I mean, I saw the video.
Right.
It certainly looks like, but I
yes,
can't
but
confirm.
I just want to be careful because they're still saying that it's allegedly him and, you know, might be an alleged. I did see that X became the number one app in Apple's, what's it called? The App Store today?
Yep.
Because people were trying to get the video or images of Drake. I also saw a screenshot, which is supposedly from a text exchange. Did you see that with Drake?
Mm-mm.
Where someone was telling him, yo, dude, you're blessed to have a good voice and be talented and all those things. You're also blessed to have a effing missile.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly Drake's responding with like laughing faces, emojis. So I don't know if that's real either. But of course, there's about 1,000 articles right now talking about the difference between when a sex tape or whatever it is of a man gets
released
as compared to a woman.
You're going to have to tell me when we do this.
Well, that's all there is to it.
I don't know what's going on. What happened?
There's a sex tape.
Allegedly, it's Drake. It's not even a sex tape.
It's a sex act.
He's laying in his bed or a bed, and he's got his in his hand, and is just waving it around.
It's kind of like the picture that was supposed to be. Was it Brett Favre?
Wait, did he send it to someone? Or?
Don't know how it got out. I haven't seen anything that's alleging how they
So he's just playing with his wiener?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's the whole.
And they're calling it a sex tape, which it's not. It's a sex.
Well, it's a self-sex tape.
Exactly. They're saying it's a sexual
tape.
Act. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you see sex tape, you know, one-person sex videos.
Sure.
I watch a lot of them.
Sure.
I think they're called JOI.
I mean, this says he responded.
It's not really instruction. It's not really how to, as more as to why.
Well, they usually have some reason, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's more not like how. I mean, there's some how, but it's more why. Why we should be doing this, not how we should be doing this.
It says,
which I enjoy.
Clip,
if it was more how we should be doing this, it'd be a lot more clinical, I guess.
In the clip, a man who appeared to be the Canadian superstar undressed from the bottom down and began touching himself while sitting on a bed. I told you about the You're Blessed thing. After he sent
he says You're Blessed to his wiener?
The friend texted to him supposedly and said, man, you're blessed.
Wait,
he
sent it to
talented
to a guy friend?
This is what I was just telling Spencer about.
I missed.
There was a text message
his buddy
to Drake,
saw the
supposedly,
video and texted him and said,
and
like,
said,
hey.
Yo, man,
oh, he didn't
you're
send
blessed
it to, him.
To be number one, and you're also blessed to have an effing missile. And after he sent that message, that Drake responded with, let's see, 8 laughing emojis is what they said he sent. The headboard, so that's his response. So that's the headline. Again, it says Drake responds. No, that's the same hearsay that we've seen everywhere else.
Message.
Right. But, of course, like I said, lots of articles about how things are different for men than they are for women, how the media responds to it, how he has allegedly responded to it. It is also a slightly different tape. I know that it's a sex act, but it is a little different
than an actual sex tape,
right?
I guess people, it's not, I don't want to get all red pill here, but it's how you react to the tape.
Well,
I'm sure if a girl was like, if somebody was like,
up
dude,
to him, how he does
right,
respond.
If the girl was like, hey, good for you.
Dude,
you're hot and have big breasts. You're blessed. And if they were like laughing emoji, that's how they would handle it.
Yeah, it's up to him how he
and
responds,
how he handled
right?
it with laughing emojis is how he handled it. He obviously doesn't care. I don't know that, you know.
This article that I was looking at earlier, I mean, that's she talks about his response, and then she's like, you know, now that is just another example. Now, she goes on to say that the reason essentially that he reacts that way is because of how he knows the public will react to it. So he's allowed to react that way because the media and everyone else will treat him differently than they would if it were a woman. I don't know.
I heard Miley Cyrus say, "I forgot my panties."
I know.
So, she seemed to pull that off, and nobody was like,
"Seems odd."
That whore.
And people have made careers out of sex tapes. So, anyway, that's the whole Drake thing that I know of. If someone on Twitch has something else, because people on Twitch all day have been like, "When are you going to talk about Drake? What about Drake?" So there you go. Supposedly, there's. I don't have any news stories about it other than these
a
articles.
A video of him
playing with his wiener alone.
It's yours.
Hotel room. Mine? His?
I mean, your wiener. It's his wiener.
Yeah.
He can play with it whenever he wants.
Well, sure. And it's not like, oh my gosh, he's one of those guys that plays with his wiener. It's not like that. Like, now we know. We suspected it. No, that's everybody. So.
He plays with a wiener.
That's it. It's not caught with somebody.
Everybody plays with their wiener.
Not some sort of drama about this person cheated on
and
this person.
And it's his wiener.
It's his wiener.
Right? We're positive of that?
It looks to be. Whoever it is, it looks to be their wiener.
And he's not upset that the video got out?
That we know of yet. I can't find anything that says he's upset.
Well, then everything seems to be fine.
So, yeah. If there's more to it, please let me know. We'll do the rest of the news coming up next, including this trial that happened in Michigan for the mom of the school shooter. I don't know if you've seen the outcome of that.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Pretty crazy. All right, we'll talk about it next.
The Church of Laszlo.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Well, we're doing the news, my man. Jennifer Crumbly, that is the mother of the Michigan school shooter who was on trial for manslaughter. They say that she contributed to the deaths and that she was partially responsible, that she ignored clear warning signs that her son was not doing well and was thinking about harming others. And the big thing, it seems, is that she bought the gun. There's video of them at the gun range that she got the gun for him. So we've talked in the past about...
They called it his early Christmas present.
Yeah.
Is it illegal?
I don't know if that's illegal, to buy someone a gun. When they're
a minor? Well, I have no idea.
I mean, I guess it would technically be his gun.
And his dad registered it, like, under his name.
Yeah, so it's
But is it illegal to give your kid a gun? You know what? Look, nobody's going to accuse me of being pro-gun.
Right.
But my thought is, like, we've gone so far to the point where you can just buy a gun anywhere, carry it in your gym shorts. Who cares? That, you know, has she done anything? Well, I morally wrong and should be illegal. Is it?
So I think the thing
like
is...
It wouldn't surprise me if anybody was like, no, you can buy a gun and leave it on the slide.
Well, that's the
right?
thing.
Like,
so
okay,
you can
sure.
get in trouble for reckless endangerment, things like that. And they're starting to be a little bit, you know, more proactive, prosecutors are, about some of these things that we've talked about so many times, where why doesn't the person who left the gun out where the kid could get to it get in trouble? Especially when you see these little kids shooting each other, or, you know, a friend comes over the house and they're playing with the gun that they found. I've never understood. There's been so many of those stories where nothing happens at all. They don't even attempt to file any charges against the person who left the gun out. I think when you buy a kid a gun, you're really saying it's theirs, but it's yours. That's kind of how I've always thought of it. The gun is, like when my dad got me a gun for Christmas, it was his gun that he's saying is mine, I guess. And then when I turn 18 or whatever, I can have it. I don't know exactly what the laws are. People on Twitch might know.
I bought a car and gave it to my kid, but it's in my name.
It's your car. Right. It's still
he's not
your
allowed,
car.
You know, it's so crazy. He's not allowed to have it in his name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, no. You can't have a car in your name until you're 18.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess then.
Can't get it insured.
Was it always like that?
I guess my cars are always in my dad's name.
That's
so maybe.
What I'm wondering now. Like, did we have to put my car in my parents' name? Maybe they did. I don't know. But this is I've seen several articles talking about how this might be bad, how it's unprecedented, how now you're bringing these parents into it. My thing is with the gun. I understand some of the arguments. Even the Washington Post was kind of saying like, "Yo, this is you're going to start charging people for being bad parents. You know, where does this slippery slope end?" Sort of thing, but. We've been saying for years that if you provide a gun or allow access to a gun,
we've been saying it.
Now, that doesn't mean that you necessarily that I would have said you're guilty of manslaughter. I don't know, but maybe I don't know. I wasn't on this jury, but they did find her guilty, and now her husband's got to face the exact same charges. Right? I think they're identical.
We find the defendant guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
Guilty on all four charges, one for each student her son Ethan killed in the 2021 Oxford High School shooting. As she was led away in handcuffs, prosecutors embracing the families of her son's victims. Steve St. Juliana lost his 14-year-old daughter, Hannah.
It's a bit of a wake-up call for people to realize that they have to take a bit of responsibility.
We were talking yesterday, Snowcone, about how we get confused with the mom who had the six-year-old kid that shot the teacher at school, because we know that they had told that mom to come get their kids.
Right.
Something very similar to what happened in this case. But in that article I read this morning from Washington Post, it said, in the past few months, the father of a young man who carried out the deadly 2022 Highland Park, Illinois mass shooting pleaded guilty to misdemeanor reckless conduct for sponsoring his son's gun ownership application, which I did not know, despite clear warning signs. The mother of a Virginia six-year-old who shot his teacher was sentenced to 2 years in prison for felony child neglect. I don't remember that. Maybe we did say that. Maybe we saw those headlines.
That's the kindergarten or the first grade shooting, right?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I say. They mentioned those in this article I saw this morning. I didn't know that that's how those things. I don't remember the guy in Illinois. I'm positive I didn't know about that. The Virginia six-year-old, maybe we saw those headlines and discussed it. But if so, I don't remember that she's gotten sentenced for child neglect. But again, you know, like the guy in Illinois, it's misdemeanor reckless conduct. The woman in Virginia, it's felony child neglect. In this instance, it's involuntary manslaughter. So,
yeah.
You know,
so how long?
I forget. They haven't sentenced her yet, right? Yet.
No.
I mean, but they're not like sentencing her today, are they? It's not happening right now.
But maybe,
she faces up to 15 years, right?
Is the trial in Oxford? Or is it in Detroit?
They moved it. I don't know. This doesn't say where the... Okay. It just says Michigan.
She'll be sentenced on April 9th.
April 9th.
And it's up to
15 years, right?
Let me see.
I think that's what I saw, was that it was up to 15 years.
Just curious.
15.
Sorry. Oxford is a little more rural, you know? And I could see them being a little bit less like, you know, everybody's got guns. Everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, 15
years. It's not... overly rural, but rural, you know.
I never heard of it till this happened.
Gardner feeling.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
Is that, you know, Lone Jack feeling.
Okay.
You know, not crazy.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? But a little bit more rural than you would say the closest, Jackson County.
Yeah, the closer metros. Right. Right. Republicans failed to impeach Homeland Security Director. This This whole thing, man, the Republicans. I don't know. Did you see, did either of you see Snoqualmie? Maybe you saw Matt Gaetz.
Oakland County.
Oh,
jury
Oakland County.
Finds
okay.
Jennifer Crumbly guilty.
Okay. Oakland County.
That's like a richer neighborhood.
Oh, okay. So the Republicans wanted to impeach the Homeland Security Director for not doing anything about the crisis at the border. They failed. They thought they'd get the votes, but then they didn't know that this Democrat who was in the hospital was going to show up in a wheelchair from the hospital and vote. I guess they did. Also, also didn't know that these Republicans or this many Republicans, what was it, four, I think, in the end, were going to vote against it. And I saw these Republicans because the media is kind of laughing at them, or the left is sort of laughing at them, I guess. But I saw Matt Gaetz saying that he misses Kevin McCarthy. He's the guy who wanted Kevin McCarthy out, who almost single-handedly organized the whole thing to get Kevin McCarthy kicked out. And he said something I saw this morning about, like, oh, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I miss Kevin McCarthy. I'm like, oh, my God.
A stunning development on Capitol Hill and a day of chaos for House Republicans.
The resolution is not adopted.
Who were hoping to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Holding on to a razor-thin majority, there were a few Republican defections, but they still thought they had enough votes. That was until Democrat Al Green, recovering from surgery, made a surprise appearance, providing Democrats an extra vote, enough to kill the measure.
Yeah, they may have been caught a little bit off guard.
Yeah, so I think the thing was that they I don't even know what that means. When they say to kill the measure, they just mean that it was voted down, right? It still got a full vote because they showed all the votes there. But they must have thought that they had this thing by a vote or two. And then when they counted heads, they miscounted or just didn't.
I saw one other Bobart Green Taylor or whatever her name is.
Three names.
Was like, I can't believe the Democrats are pulling these tricks by actually bringing someone back to vote. Like, we know what you did. You tried to have the vote while the person was in the hospital so that they couldn't vote.
So the trick was that the Democrats didn't warn you that they could bring him back and be like, oh, I guess you might have the vote. So try to make you look bad. I just feel like this stuff is too inside baseball for the general public to really get motivated one way or the other who they vote for. They act like this is such a big loss for Republicans.
I was talking to Bob outside, and it was like, you know what? Here, this is it. I cannot get motivated for this election. It's not because I don't like Biden. It's not because I don't dislike Trump. But this is – so when Trump ran the first time, there was an argument to be had. And the argument was people were like, he's going to run it like a business. And I'm like, no, he's going to run it like a douche. And then we start arguing, right?
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, look, we had 4 years of Trump. We have 4 years of Biden. You know what they look like. It's really, in my lifetime, never happened before.
Oh.
You know what it looked like. You know what this looks like. Which one do you like better?
It's crazy.
And we know vote. Like then now it's just now I'm just like, well, I know how I'll vote. You probably know how you'll vote, and we'll just see. Like, you know what it looks like.
Right. And we know how that Trump presidency ended.
Right.
I remember the last weeks of it.
But there's really no even arguing about it. Like, you know
that.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
This is exactly what it looks like. If you liked that better, then vote for it.
Right.
If you liked this better, then vote for it, because we know what they look like. It's really an odd thing, and I'm not really interested.
Well, I wonder how many people are not going to vote. You know, every 4 years, like, it's record turnout. It's like, well, yeah, the country's growing. But I could see this year having lower turnout than 4 years ago. Like, total number of votes. I could see that. Now, maybe not. But I just wonder, because of what you just said, how many people will say, I'm not voting for either of them. I don't want to go vote. And some people will vote third party. Some people might vote for Kennedy, whomever.
No, we can talk about it. You know.
Some people just might not go vote, because you can motivate people who aren't big into voting to go. I mean, that's the whole thing during a presidential election, is these parties trying to get people busted and
vote.
But
the whole idea, not to just hit it again, the whole idea is a Biden can sell what it's going to look like. When I'm president, we'll do these things, and it'll look like this. Trump could sell. When I'm president, this is what I'm going to do, and these are the things I'm going to do. Now it's like, I saw you for 4 years. I saw you for 4 years. Which one did I like better?
Mm-hmm.
It really is like we test drove both cars.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, I like this one better.
Yeah.
Or I like this one better. Like, there's really no argument to be had. Like, literally, there's no argument to be had. You know what they look like.
But are there people who won't be motivated? Are there people like, I didn't like either? Or I don't like it either.
Probably.
Of them.
Yeah. But I think there's probably just as many people who are like, I don't like this one as much.
Right. Well, that's, I felt like what motivated people last time. Not so much their love for Biden, but their hate for Trump. Well, speaking of Trump, he was dealt a pretty serious blow because the court said, yo, dude, you're not immune. I thought if you read what the courts say about why he's not immune, I thought it made a lot of sense. They're basically saying, if we tell a president that they're immune from this sort of stuff, then what's to stop a president and the executive checks that we have in place? We're just going to get rid of those from trying to steal an election, from trying to stay in power. We have these things here that are supposed to keep that from happening. And you're saying, no, I'm immune to it. So if I want to try and do things like that, I should be totally allowed. And the court's saying, we can't do that. The peaceful transfer of power is one of the most important things we have in this democracy. So if you try and break laws to steal an election, you should absolutely be allowed to be punished for it. This was his big thing. Would he be immune or not? I don't know if this thing gets kicked up now to the Supreme Court or whatever, but this is, I think, specifically for the election stuff.
We will never give up. We will never concede.
The three-judge panel referring to the former president as Citizen Trump, unanimously rejecting the argument that he should be immune from charges related to the acts he took while still in office.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
Calling Mr. Trump's alleged efforts to remain in power despite losing the 2020 election, if proven, an unprecedented assault on the structure of our government. Adding, we cannot accept former President Trump's claim that a president has unbounded authority to commit crimes that would neutralize the most fundamental check on executive power, the recognition and implementation of election results.
Okay, so that's basically what I said. They said, yeah, he was close. So that's huge, right? Because that was his big
thing.
I thought
you were more
eloquent. Would he be immune? Thanks. I mean,
I know.
I had time, though.
Sometimes you
got to
dumb it down
with
the news people.
Exactly. But I don't know if they actually thought that they were – what do you think that Trump's camp thought the odds were of the court saying, yeah, the president is immune? I never read if they said what they thought was going to happen.
Probably like
but they
shot.
Certainly made a big deal about it. The media said this is the big thing. We'll have to find out. Can they even prosecute him for this stuff? Because the lawyers are saying that they can't.
Can I have another shot?
And what would the Supreme Court do if it went to the Supreme Court? I don't know.
I don't know either. That's the thing you don't know. It all comes down to Roberts.
I would think – well, and apparently – what's her name? The school teacher looking one? Who voted for Biden's thing last time?
What's her name?
Amy Coney Barrett.
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett. So, yeah, not a great day for Trump. Although he's still rising in the polls. Every day I see new polls and he's a little bit higher, a little bit higher. And I mean, yesterday when I was looking at it, they had him up on Biden by 5% or something like that. So, and he's doing obviously very well in the Republican primary. Nikki Haley couldn't even win Nevada, which she tried to cheat. I don't know if you guys see that. In Nevada, they're moving from primary to caucus or caucus to primary. I don't remember which.
They did that before. I remember that.
I guess the Republican Party there in the state was like, we don't want you participating in the old system, which might be primary. Let's just say it was primary. Don't do that because we're moving on.
I remember it doesn't matter. People don't give a crap. I remember Harry Reid going through that.
Okay.
And he, somehow they changed it to try to get him to lose. They either changed it to primary or
caucus. Okay.
One or the other, because he was so popular. They're like, you know, we're going to get him. And then he ended up winning it whichever way. This isn't the first time that's happened in Nevada where they tried to change it.
Because it sounds like they're trying to move from one to the other. Right. Republicans want them to focus on that. And so what she did was, according to the thing I read this morning, they went ahead and put her name on the primary ballot, right? But she lost to the box that said, I don't like any of them. That got more votes than Nikki Haley.
Oof.
And so then Nikki Haley's camp is saying, like, oh, we didn't even participate in that. We weren't even in Nevada. We're focused on South Carolina. And the media's like, don't listen to that. Because, yes, they didn't participate there. But the reason her name was on that is because they thought that they could get a win for her. And even though that wouldn't actually matter in Nevada, it would be a good headline, right?
Yeah.
Nikki Haley wins Nevada primary, even if Nevada's like, yo, we're caucusing over here. Yeah, whatever it is. It would look good as a headline that she won something. But instead, she lost to I don't like any of them.
Yikes.
But she says we're focused on South Carolina. So it's weird the Republicans don't
like her.
She
can win South Carolina, right?
I think so, but they're saying that she's got a chance.
Best bet, right?
That's her best bet.
They're saying she's got a chance. I'm just surprised.
I do think if she gets a win, she could build some momentum. Maybe, she's got to get a win.
Maybe. But would Trump's legal battles, are those hurting him at all? Or are they making people want to support him more? Because they said that, you know, these legal things are hurting him. I'm like, how are they hurting him?
Who are they hurting?
Right. How are they hurting Trump? Like, you got people who don't like the stuff, even if they don't follow it too closely. Who?
I mean, anecdotally, but there are people that I know that don't like him because of the legal stuff.
Or something?
Yeah. I don't know what they are. There are people that I know that's voted for Trump that now, because of the legal issues and the insurrection, are out.
What?
That's anecdotal, but
Yeah, I just can't. I've never heard anybody.
I'm not saying, but I know two people personally that
media claims they exist. Man. They act like it's hurting them, and that some of them might. I mean, maybe it is.
If Snowcone knows them, but I haven't come across anybody
again
who's like, you know, I believe.
I liked him until now.
He really lost that election. Like, it just doesn't come out of their mouths. Like, yeah. It was rigged from Jump Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's hurting them. I think it galvanizes people. I think it's more proof to them that the system is rigged against not only him, but them.
And the common man, right, exactly. It's all the swamp, drain the
swamp. I was really hoping, well, it doesn't matter. I was really hoping Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman together
would endorse
on
Biden?
Stage, no, would
make out.
People were like, well, that maybe. But people were like, that brought a tear to my eye. All these things, right? Here's a white country star, black lesbian woman. Mm-hmm. And something I've been saying
she's a lesbian?
Yeah. Something I've been saying for years is that poor white people think they have more in common with rich white people than they do poor black people, and they don't. And so you see on stage, you see people, you know, you see Taylor Swift singing along. Yeah.
Look at them come together.
You know what I mean? And, you know, Mike... fist bumping, and you're like, man, maybe people realize that. No, man, this song is about poverty and trying to get out of it and not being able to. And then when you hear the white country guy sing it makes sense. And when you hear the black poor lady sing it makes sense. Like, you have a ton in common.
Right.
You have a ton in common. Way more than you do with any of the rich people.
Yeah, you're only...
You have so much in common. And people are crying and everything else. I'm like, this. And then, man.
Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
Like, no, but I'm like, just a couple months away from that Trump money. Couple months away.
Don't you see it? Like, no. You...
No. Nope.
That song makes sense for both of you. That's why it works. That's why you were brought to tears.
Yeah.
But...
No.
No.
No way.
No way.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Do it.
All right. Well, they asked Mahomes, are the Chiefs a dynasty? They've got a game this weekend, Laszlo. The Chiefs do.
Who are they playing?
Who are they playing? It's one of the California teams, West
Chargers.
Coast.
No,
Raiders.
I can't play them.
It's somebody like that. It doesn't matter.
Rams.
Okay.
That's not right.
It's not?
No, it's not. Rams, that was a couple years ago you're thinking about. This is
49ers. 49ers, that was it.
49ers.
Joe Montana.
Yes, Joe Montana, Steve Young.
Right. Jerry Rice.
Steve Young's backup.
John Taylor, Roger Craig.
Yep, they're all there. All going to play this weekend. Very exciting.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds. They asked... Mahomes,
Ronaldo, Nehemiah.
Is this team a
Ronnie
dynasty?
Lott.
And he says this team is not a dynasty.
Dwight
yet.
Clark.
You can really say that you're a dynasty Dwight until it's over, and people will look back at your career and how you did it. And so for me, it's just trying to be great every single year. And when I look back at my career, I'll know that I gave everything I had.
There you go. That's a good answer.
What about you?
Patrick.
Who?
Not a dynasty yet. Patrick.
Patrick who?
Mahomes.
Hmm.
Junior.
Good?
He's pretty good. I like him. I don't know. What do you think, Snowcone? Do you like him?
Yeah.
I feel like people like him.
He's been solid.
Is he better than Barry Bonds?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay.
You'd have to ask a sports person. I feel like people like him, but I also am a fan of the team. So, you know, I liked them before they were cool. Big news. ESPN, Fox.
I'll kill you.
ESPN,
I've had a little
Fox.
Too much to drink this afternoon, so I literally will kill you.
Maybe you've heard about this. Maybe Nick has told you something about it, but ESPN... Fox, Warner Brothers Discovery, making this big announcement about this sports streaming company, app, whatever. Mm-hmm. They're all teaming up.
Okay.
They are?
Yeah. ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery are all teaming up to do some sort of sports. They haven't named it yet that I've seen.
ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery just announced they are teaming up to launch a joint sports streaming service this fall.
Now, the platform doesn't have a name or a price yet, but the companies say it's going to include all the broadcasts and cable networks owned by Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery that carry sports.
Well, wouldn't that be almost everything except, I guess, the major
CBS,
networks?
NBC?
Right. So if it's a cable, if we're talking basketball, well, I guess soccer went to Apple, right? They got that deal with them.
Oh, right.
Because I just saw something.
Will it have the Pat McAfee show? Because that's the only sports show I watch. I like Pat McAfee.
Yeah, me too. That's the one I like.
Yeah, he's really good.
He is.
He's smart. And he's played the game before.
Seems nice. I like him. That's.
He's good.
That's got to be part of it, I would think, because it's part of one of these listed companies here. So this would be kind of the op. Well, no, it would be exactly what people were worrying about. Never mind, because they're worried about sports going fully digital and that we won't get sports on networks over the air anymore, that it won't be free anymore. They're specifically worried about football because there was a playoff game that was only on Peacock this year. It was the first time the NFL had done that. And they've been asking Goodell this week about what are the plans? Are you going to make more games?
Because
any Thursday night football already was part of Amazon Prime. But they said that. And I'm like, yeah, but Thursday night football and Monday night football were already cable for a long time, right?
Yeah, you had to pay.
I mean, how long has it been since Monday Night Football was
on regular TV,
on network TV? I was a kid, I think. It's been cable for a long time. So that still costs you money. But, you know, I think they're worried that ultimately regular season games could be part of some streaming package that you have to pay for. I guess take everything that these companies already have, which is a lot of stuff. Even if you just go on HBO Max, now you think about Warner Brothers, all the TNT stuff. And then, of course, ESPN, you don't have to think about it. It's ESPN. So all of those things in one place. Does that mean that they get rid of the ESPN?
As long
app?
As I can get Pat McAfee.
You'll be able to get Pat McAfee. What you won't be able
lose
to get.
Pat McAfee.
You will not be able to get Adderall.
He's the best guy on TV. I can't get Adderall. I already can't.
I know. This has been going on for a long time now, years now, and people are still complaining about it. Parents, there's a mother here who says that she has to ration how much meds she can give to her kids.
I've just been out for months and
they still can't get it. Talking about how long it's been.
I use Vyvanse, by the way. I don't even use that.
Which the doctors told people to switch to.
Right.
So then a bunch of people switch to them and they don't get that either.
We really try to focus on giving it to them for school and then ease up on the weekends. Mostly to preserve, because we don't know if we're going to have to go without it again.
Patients and families telling our team they're having to hunt around to find a pharmacy to fill their prescriptions, only to be told that these key drugs like Adderall are on back order.
So this still, I'm like, what's the update? They did this big thing on the news yesterday. What's the update here? It's the same thing that they were telling us a year ago, 2 years ago. The DEA is blaming the manufacturers. The manufacturers are blaming the DEA. Manufacturers say the DEA isn't allowing us to make enough of these drugs.
You've got
a limit to how many can be made.
I don't believe, there's no way I believe that any sort of drug dealer or drug manufacturer or pharmaceutical company is like, you know what, we just don't have the supply.
Well, but there's a reason why maybe that is the case, because these drugs are all generic. So these companies are manufacturing these generic drugs. They say there's not huge profit. So if you have to, if you're building, if you're making these drugs at capacity.
But if I'm making Adderall the name product, I'm like, well, we can make it.
But if you're making it at capacity.
We're just going to have to charge you more. People will pay it.
Maybe. But then that is a question. Like, why not just sell the other stuff, charge more for it? Right. I don't know. But if you're making it at capacity, they say there's not a big enough incentive for these companies to build new facilities to increase capacity because there's not enough profit margin in it. So they're not interested in building a new factory or adding to an additional factory to increase output. What they'd rather do, according to the DEA, is blame the DEA. They say, no, the DEA limits how many of these drugs can be prescribed each year. And we're making as many as are supposed to be prescribed, close to that limit. They need to raise the limit because there's a lot of people on these drugs, kids and adults. So they just need to increase the limit. DEA says, no, here's the number, and here's how many you guys are making. Which, I mean, that part just seems like you can't argue it because they don't have a comeback for that. When the DEA says, we allow this many prescriptions, we only have this many prescriptions.
Right.
The manufacturers don't say anything after that. It's like,
Right, okay.
So it seems like the manufacturers just aren't making it. I feel like most people are convinced now that that's the issue, that it's not the DEA.
Somebody would step up.
And that they, and when they, because, you know what, there has been,
you feel like there'd be somebody step up and be like, well, we made this new one, it's really close to it.
Well, right.
But it's not generic.
Right, exactly. Well, they're trying to do that all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that costs a fortune too. But they've said at least one of these companies, I did see this has been over a year ago, but they said the thing about there's not enough incentive for us to increase production.
Got it.
There's not enough profit.
So I'm just never
going
to get mine.
They said like one of them, I think it was generic Adderall instant. There's so many different types, so many milligrams in instant or time release. But one of them they said mostly comes from Israel. So there's also issues with supply chain shortages when COVID was hitting, because a lot of these drugs aren't made in the United States. They're shipped from other parts of the world. And so originally people thought, well, this must just be part of the supply chain issues, right? Another issue there.
Right.
But then the ADD meds thing, it never went away. And so I think a lot of places it got worse. And people like Lazo who were told, listen, we can't get Adderall. So we're telling people to have their doctors switch them to Vyvanse.
That's what happened.
So that's what people did. And then so many people got switched to Vyvanse. They're like, we can't get Vyvanse. We're sorry. And on top of that,
they just told me at my, like, I don't know, a month ago was the last time I checked in. I'm like, it's just not going to happen. And they're like, yeah, there's like 60 people on the list. We'll call you.
My friend said hers expired. They told her she had 6 months at Walgreens before it went bad. And she said it expired. And they were like, sorry, they never filled it in that 6 months.
Yep.
They just didn't
have
Adderall. But it's on top of it, you've got the major pharmacies really understaffed and all those problems that you had there. However many months ago that was, well, really, for like it went on for like a year. Some of that seems to have gotten better. I know they had the walkouts at Walgreens CVS, so maybe. But they totally, I don't know if they've done this at the ones by your house, but they've cut the hours at mine. The pharmacy closes way earlier now.
They get
these longer lunches. And a lot of times when you go into like Walgreens, when they're supposed to be open, they're just gone. There's just nobody there. I mean, they either close the pharmacy or they close the whole store. I've gone up there before at like 8 o'clock. They're supposed to be open till 10. And people are trying to walk in. We're like, why is the door stuck? And then you realize there's nobody in there. There's nobody in there.
But it's always the same dude, so it might just be one guy.
Right. I wonder if it's
one
more
guy
of a
every time I walk in.
Problem
Walgreens.
With the city
or what? I'm like, thanks, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. DoorDash is getting ready for this big game this weekend. I don't know exactly how this is going to work. There's a game this weekend. I told you. DoorDash is going to give one person every single thing that's advertised during the Super Bowl, which seems pretty awesome. I'm just trying to think everything that's advertised during the Super Bowl. Some of it would be boring, you know, insurance or whatever. But the cars, I'm sure they'll advertise some cars, even though the American car company said they're not going to be part of it. They'll advertise cars during the Super Bowl. They always do.
Audi.
They'll advertise food.
Audi's usually on it.
You'll get food. You'll get lots of Pepsi, probably, right? Coca-Cola, we know they do it. The beer companies, you should get those things. But anything that's advertised during the Super Bowl, DoorDash says they're going to give to one person if they enter this contest to win.
DoorDash can DoorDash pretty much anything. So this year, during football's biggest event, DoorDash will DoorDash stuff from all the ads.
Get Doritos. Always Doritos.
All the snacks. Every automobile. A tax service. And who knows what else? We haven't fully thought this thing through yet. Just look for the promo code on the big day for a chance to win it all. DoorDashAllTheAds.com.
Okay, well, you guys
good
use
idea.
You guys. It's a pretty good promotion. You guys use DoorDash, right?
I do.
So you should sign up for it.
How do I do it?
He just said there at the very end. Go
do
to.
I have to wait.
What
to
was
that?
It, Snowcone? What did he say?
Just look for the promo code on the big day for a chance to win it all.
The promo
DoorDashAllTheAds.com.
You got to go to DoorDashAllTheAds.com. Then you got to wait for the promo code during the game.
Got it.
Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I will.
You
got
to
sure.
do that now. You got to watch for that promo code. You got to enter it. They're not going to give it to you if you don't participate.
I'll participate.
I don't have the app, so I can't.
You don't DoorDash?
I guess not.
What do you
I've
do?
Had something delivered. I had food delivered before, but it must have been Uber Eats. I think I've done that one twice. Which one do you guys prefer? Do you prefer DoorDash over Uber Eats?
I think DoorDash is fine.
What's your default, though? If you're like, let's have something
Uber
brought
Eats.
To the house. Okay. I don't think I have that anymore either. I just feel like if I enter to win and they see that I've never used it, they're going to be like, don't let this person win. I don't like my odds. But you guys should enter to win, for sure. You know what, Snowcone? Actually, I guess that's enough, right? Technically, that's enough for part
good.
Two. Lazo's giving
nothing
me
on my DoorDash. Nothing on my DoorDash.
No, wait until the game. There's a game this weekend. And then enter that code.
Will do.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo!
Yo.
What's going on?
Got serious problems.
What is it?
I told you there was something in my basement. I thought I had a mouse.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is it? What, you know, when it gets cold out, I know they come into the house. They say, I've never really had mice before, but Brooke had her old house really bad. And I don't know if you remember me telling you, I went over there and set up all those traps and everything. It was like a game. Oh, yeah, because you said it reminded me, or reminded you of your dad in his fight with that bird.
Yeah.
But I've never had one at the house that I know of. But I saw one out of the corner of my eye the other day. I saw something scurry off. I was like, nah, damn mouse something. And I realized, oh, there was the trash company had skipped a week, and I'd put some trash in the basement, and I left one of the bags down there. I didn't get both of the bags. So I got that out of there. So there's nothing left down there for this stupid thing to eat. But that has not stopped it from living in my basement, because I've been going down to the basement, and when I go down there, there's been several times since then that I've seen this thing out of the corner of my eye scurry off. You can hear it. It'll run across something. And then I see it run behind the washer and dryer. And the last time I saw it, I thought, dude, that thing's the size of a small dog. Like, that thing looked like it was the size of a kitten, you know, or a small cat. It was big. But I didn't dare tell Brooke that. But right. I thought, like, that might be a rat. So I actually told a friend. I was like, man, I thought I had a mouse, but this thing looks huge. And he said he lives in, like, Roland Park. And he said, dude, I have rats right now. He's like, I just found out within the last week. He's like, they had to bring pest control to set up traps for these rats. And I was like, and you know they're rats? He's like, yeah. I was like, so we do get rats around here? And he's like, yep, got in my basement. So I'm like, all right, well, again, just don't say anything to Brooke. Set up some more mouse traps. I set up the mouse traps. It eats the food off the mouse traps, licks the peanut butter and the bait clean, and snaps the traps, but doesn't get caught in the traps. So Brooke texted me while you were downstairs smoking and said this effing thing came upstairs.
No, really?
Because there's nothing for it to eat downstairs. So get this. You asked about my cat.
How big
is
it?
I said my cat's too old.
Is it a small kitten? That's how big the rat is?
She said it's a rat. She said 100%. Now keep in mind, she's terrified of mice.
Sure.
So she's probably going to embellish a bit, but her words, SOS, 100% not a mouse, 1000% is a rat. It was eating my cat's food while my cat sat there and watched it. She's like, Reed, it's eating Milo's food. And Milo's just sitting there, which I don't blame him. He can't do anything. This thing is a monster. Now, my cat is very old. So he used to catch mice and birds and stuff. But I didn't expect him to go after this thing. Brooke says even if he was younger, it wouldn't matter. This thing was a giant. She says she can't go in the kitchen again. There is a gate that blocks off the kitchen from the rest of the house. So I guess that's there for the animals. But I guess that's good because now it'll keep this animal out.
Right.
But she's losing her mind. She says we have to burn the house down. There's no other option.
How big do you think it is, really?
She said it's huge. She said it was eating out of the plate. It's a giant rat. It is in no way a mouse. She said it's almost as big as Milo, my cat. She's like, it probably weighs more than him now.
Can she send a picture? Thin.
She did not take pictures of
him.
She
can't even look at a picture?
I can ask her, but she won't do it. She's not getting anywhere near the kitchen.
No,
now.
She can stay away. She's got
she doesn't want to look at it. Can you try to take a picture? Anyway, someone on Twitch says that they are pest control and said they can help. But I asked, like, what are you going to do?
And what about your cat? Isn't your cat killing it?
Just sitting there watching it. She's saying he literally was laying there next to the food, like behind the food, and the rat is eating the food out of Milo's dish, and Milo's just sitting there watching it happen.
What about the dog?
The dog's scared to death. My old dog, who passed away, probably would eat it, but the dog we have now is scared to death of this whole thing. And we don't get our new dog until Saturday, so that's too long to wait. The person who says they work in pest control says that they're going to bring, that they would bring, or they can bring, bait stations and big traps. But people are also saying, I can
go home
traps.
And stab it.
It's not going to stab it. It's going to run away.
Just stab it.
It's going to run away. I would like to shoot it, but then you got holes in the house, right? Even if you shoot it with a pellet gun. Right, but then I could still mess stuff up, ricochets.
You're not going to miss, are you?
You might. I don't know. Because it'll
skeet shooter, for Christ's sake.
It'll move. It's going to run. Also, you could hit it and just wing it, and now it's slightly injured, and it's running around. People on Twitch, I said, can I use glue traps? And they lost their minds.
Why?
No glue traps. It's totally cruel. It's like, well, the poison is cruel,
I like that, Poncho. I'll come over with ninja throwing stars.
Throwing stars. Brooke's got throwing stars, actually. Maybe she could do that.
Ask her to do that. Is she going to send a picture?
I asked her to.
I do not want to leave until she sends a picture. I'm
going
to text her.
She's not going to send a picture. She's just not going to. She's not going to go anywhere near the kitchen.
Is she by her phone?
Probably, yes, but she said that she might have left the house because she said she wanted to get out of the house, but she definitely said she's not going anywhere near the kitchen again. Oh, she's responding. Let's see what she says.
Man, I want to see a picture of this.
Why does Brooke have throwing stars? She was really into them when she was like in sixth grade. She said she used to practice throwing stars, which my best friend used to do too. I thought that was weird. I really thought he was the only person in the world. But they sell those things.
Does she still throw them sometimes?
I haven't seen her ever throw them. But I do see that they sell those things, so some kids must still be playing with them. I guess I could try and shoot with the BB gun. The odds of getting it to sit right in front of me again in my line of sight.
Well, if it's eating.
Well, right. If I can get it to come back upstairs, and eat out of that thing again. But I've not seen it upstairs, and we've had it for at least a couple weeks.
That
now.
Big rat?
Yeah. I knew it was huge when I got
a better
look
at it. I didn't know you had rats, man. Rats is a whole different deal.
It seems to be this one, because I've seen it multiple times. And I've looked stuff up about, like, why doesn't it leave? Because it's nice outside now. They're supposed to leave. And some of the things online say sometimes they get in the house and they don't remember how they got in the house. So now they're just forced to try and rummage around and survive on what you got in the house. So it makes sense, I guess, that it came up from the basement because I took anything out of the basement that it could have possibly thought was food. So I
well, put some food back in the basement.
She says, I don't think you're truly understanding how I'm handling this right now. You want me to take a picture?
Yes.
She said, I guess I could try.
Yes, please.
She said, but you're really not understanding the severity of the situation or how I'm feeling. Okay, sorry.
So, yes, I do understand.
But she says she will try. She says she will try.
I texted her and she didn't respond.
Well, she probably is responding now because she just texted me.
Please. I want
someone saying,
to see
okay, here's the
rat tattooey.
So it could be a vole. This is the person who's in pest control, right? You're the pest control person. I really thought it could be some sort of different animal because it looked like the thing that my mom caught at the old house with the trap. And I couldn't remember if it was a vole.
Chlamydia?
Or a, yeah, here we go. Here we go. But it's. I really thought when I saw it the other day, I thought it might be something different. It looked like a different kind of rodent. You know what? I'm just going to tell Brooke it's a vole. That's what I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her it's a vole.
What the hell's a vole?
It looks like a big rat, but it's not a rat. It's not a rat.
Between a mole and a.
Yeah, exactly. It's what? I can't say it.
What?
But whatever.
You can't say what?
It's what my mom caught when I was a kid. She had voles. We had voles. Yes, this person in pest control says it's probably a vole. So I got to go home and try and shoot this thing. I've got to set up, bait traps, giant rat traps, and then are you going to come over, pest control person?
Is he an exterminator?
Yeah.
Ask him, whoever it is, if he will do, because I need an exterminator, too, to do the normal sprays of my house. We could trade advertising to him.
Okay, perfect. Well, yes,
or exterminators,
that would be great,
because
I could really use one.
There's nothing. I don't have any bowls at my house.
Yeah.
I do have the clap.
Yeah, we know. We know. So there you go. I've got a rat at my house. Or a vole. Vole sounds better. If you say you've got a vole. Yeah, we got a vole. Because no one really knows what a vole is. But if you say you got rats, I mean, that's disgusting.
He says he can. So yes. You can do our houses for trade.
Yes, perfect.
Perfect. We'll let you trade with a podcast if you're interested in that.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll get your contact information here in just a second. And if anyone else has any other bright ideas, I don't understand why I'm allowed to poison it or kill the trap, but I can't use the glue trap.
They're
why? So worried about the glue because the glue traps are cruel. They'll bite their own legs
it's
off and stuff
bowl.
To get out
Who
of
cares?
It. Exactly. It's not supposed to be in the house. I didn't invite it in.
Right.
Right. If I kill a vampire with a wooden stake, you're like, oh, that's cruel. No.
No.
That's what you do. That's how you kill a vampire.
I agree. I'm not worried about being cruel to rats.
Me neither. Or voles. Or whatever.
I mean, I'm not going to, cut its legs off.
If you are a total vegan, whatever, okay, maybe.
It's
but
still
all of
a
you
rat
who are sitting
house.
Here telling me I have to be nice to this rat, forget about it. Forget about it. I'm killing. She says it's the size.
Yeah, could you imagine being kidnapped and taken to Slim Fast basement?
She said it's
There's
the size.
Porcelain dolls and rats and bowls and. 2-foot-long centipedes on the wall. Like, Jesus, man.
I haven't seen a centipede in years
I would kill
now.
Myself. I can't imagine anything worse than being in your basement.
To the exterminator, she says it's 5 to 10 times the size of a mouse.
Can she send a picture?
She hasn't seen it again. She said it went back downstairs.
Well, to put some food out.
Yeah, put some food out. Put some food out and make sure Milo doesn't eat it.
The world is a vampire.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
That's it. We're done, son.
We're done, son.
I want you to name your rat.
You can't name it if you're going to kill it.
Yeah,
put it in a glue trap. No, the whole point is that you don't name it. Ugh.
Pickle. Ugh. Pickle the rat.
God, I don't like that. That's a good
relish.
Ugh. Just stop. It doesn't need a name. We're not naming it.
I like
his name is Dead Man Walking. That's his
name. No, come on.
I don't. You can't get turn it into a pet and then kill it. That is cruel.
Dorito.
No, we're not naming it. How are
Mr. Pussy Lips?
Stop.
Well, I'm just trying to come up with good names.
It's not a good name at all. It doesn't make sense. You don't
I'm just coming up with
Did you even
Fluffy Legster?
Did you even look to see what this thing looks like? What a vole looks like? Did you look this up? Because they're pretty gross. Like, I don't see what's the difference between this. If I saw that, which I'm almost positive, exterminator person, this is what it is. Because when I saw it briefly last week, this is what it looked like. That looks to me like a rat or a mouse, but this is a vole, Laszlo.
That's a big guy.
Right, but they look just
like
mice, right?
Langster.
They look like mice or rats. I don't know how you'd spot the difference. What is its tail different? It still has a kind of a rat-looking tail. But yeah, it's probably a vole. It just sounds better than rat. We got a vole in the house. You don't want to say you got rats. But you got a vole in the house. Oh, it's a pest. It's a pest that people have to deal with in their yards, whatever. Rat sounds like you've got a cleanliness issue. So now I have to... It doesn't look like it's blind. I thought voles would be blind too, but
I'm
it looks like a mouse
girlfriend.
To me. Stop. Leave her alone. She's really upset
We're
right now.
We're talking back and forth.
Oh, okay.
She said it was big. It's enormous. I said, give it a name. Is it like rabbit size? And then the last thing I texted her was like, look, if you just want to move in with me and leave him, like,
well, you need
I totally understand,
too.
But
you
I don't have a vole in my house.
Well, you don't know. I'm going to have him. I'm going to pay you, person, to take this bowl and drop it off at Laszlo's house after he names it. Someone said name it Drake. Yeah. Drake had a sex tape come out today and a bowl named after him.
All right. Mr. Fluffy Legs, good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.